This is the MNC Mindset.
Hey guys, it's Sheila. And if I sound a little weird this week, I'm getting over the flu and a head cold and all that fun stuff. If I sound a little lower register, that's why. But here to give you some news and some updates and things. This is the last week of the Open. 24.3 will be coming up here shortly. Just found out that one of the people that was supposed to do the Open workout live on Thursday, Tia Toomey, she is not going to be doing it because of an ongoing wrist injury. She put out that she'll be there as of this recording. Don't know who's going to be taking her spot, but as of right now, Ariel Lowen is still going to be doing the workout. She was the third place female games athlete for last year, 2023. She's very nice. I met her at Wodapalooza for a couple minutes. She seemed very sweet. So best of luck, and we'll see what this means for Tia going into the actual games. Is she gonna do it? Is she going to not? We'll just find out. So it seems like around the gym, everybody's enjoying the workouts overall. They are tough, yes, but everybody's doing a great job as far as I've been able to see. Just keep on working. We got one more left, and then we can get back to quote-unquote regular working out. But I'm sure we'll see one or two of these again. Dave Castro's hint, as it were, this time, was a dog eating a raw chicken thigh, or leg, I'm sorry, raw chicken leg. Which means, in my humble opinion, say goodbye to your legs. I'm thinking thrusters and squats, and we're not going to be doing anything with our upper body as far as I'm concerned. But we'll see in a couple of days. No worries on that. We'll figure it out. So my tip this week is on improving your flexibility, i.e. stretching. So stretching, of course, gets us good range of motion, increases our flexibility. CrossFitters traditionally do not like to stretch. Why don't we like to stretch? Well, we don't see any improvement. We don't see the muscles getting bigger. We don't see, you know, any quote-unquote real quick results from it. Now, yes, that is true as far as, you know, our muscles don't get bigger. However, what does happen is we lengthen those muscles. We keep them from getting all tight and bunched up to lengthening them, getting a better range of motion, which means just you can keep your chest up while you're squatting. Your elbows can be in a better front rack position. And again, building on last week's, if you have your form right, then you can get your weight better. So it all kinds of goes into one another. If you do before the workout, like we do in class, it's more of a dynamic, or should be more of a dynamic stretch. That's getting the muscles warmed up. It's getting them ready to go. It's loosening them up. The quote-unquote census on stretching that I've been able to find is you should do either a couple rounds of stretching, or if you're doing like a longer type stretch, like say you're doing pigeon on a box, when you do the stretch, first 10 or so seconds, you're going to feel really tight. You should take in a breath or two and then try and relax into a little bit more. After about 10 seconds, try and take another breath in, relax into it a little bit more. You'll find you'll be able to stretch a little bit further each time. And that's what we want. After the workout, though, it is just as important to stretch. Again, that's probably in many CrossFit gyms, many workouts, whoever does any kind of workout, usually that's what happens the least, is the stretching after the workout. That's more of a static stretch. That does also enhance your range of motion. What that does is because your muscles are already warmed up, whatever muscle groups you are using, you can stretch them a little bit further while they're warming up, or while they're already warm, sorry. Which means that when you come back to the stretch the next time, or you come back to that same muscle group the next time, you should have that 1%, 2%, whatever, better flexibility, and then you just build and build and build. We all know that person that maybe they want to go touch their toes, they're just can get to their knees, or just barely touch their toes with their knees bent. And then if you keep doing it, all of a sudden you're doing a forward bend, straight legs, and you can touch your toes. So it's just something to think about whenever you're in your next workout. Stretches don't have to be done before or after workout. Anyhow, they can be done first thing in the morning. They can be done right before you go to bed. There's a variety of different free apps that you can use to do stretching. There's all kinds of yoga ones. If traditionally go-to apps for CrossFitters, you have GoWOD, GoWOD, and ROMWOD, Range of Motion, WOD. Each one of them has their goods and their bads. You can do a free trial if you don't want to do the full version just then and try both of them out. There's also another one that I was able to find online. It's called Pliability. It doesn't seem like it's aimed at, either CrossFitters or yoga. It just seems like it's an overall stretching app. So encourage everybody to go try that. And that's our tip for the week. So next up, I'm going to have two interviews with the team captains of our open workouts, Amira and Bailey. And for those of you who are asking, Willow is not making an appearance. My cat is not making an appearance this week, but she is sleeping on my lap right now, so she is with us in spirit. So here are the interviews with two of our captains.
All right, guys, I got Bailey, team captain of the CrossFit. I don't know how to pronounce it. Bailey, how's it going so far?
I think it's going good. I'm really proud of our team. Continuing to show up, workout after workout. There've definitely been tough workouts. The devil works hard, but Dave Castro definitely works harder.
I love it. So what's been your favorite one so far? Favorite movement or?
I'm gonna be honest. I hated yesterday's workout, but I'm really happy with how my double unders have came along this past couple months. I remember last year during the open, I wasn't even able to string any together. So being able to complete the workout yesterday, RX was definitely, it was rewarding, even though I was dry heaving after. It was definitely rewarding. So I would say the double unders.
How are you feeling about your team? Is your team doing up to par?
Yeah, I am really happy with our team. We have some, really strong athletes in each division. RX, we got a lot of people up there on the leaderboard. And then for the scaled as well, we have people that are showing up and competing. And then foundations as well. I think that I don't know if anybody has done foundations on our team, but those people showing up, working out, that's awesome.
Yeah. And you guys are doing a lot of cool spirit stuff out there.
Yeah.
There's some just amazing stuff. I talked to Kara about the turning point thing.
Yeah.
Who came up with that? It's Kara.
Actually, Kara did. Kara is in, with foster homes and different things like that. So she definitely is the one who kind of came up with the idea, which is awesome. We love giving back to our community that we all love so much. So kudos to Kara on that. And then, kudos to everybody that's, bringing stuff. A lot of creativity is coming out in this open
Oh,
for
yeah,
sure.
definitely. All right, so last question. What do you want to see in the last workout, and what do you definitely not want to see in the last workout?
I'm not gonna lie, I hope there is no muscle ups, toes to bar, any type of really, skillful gymnastics movement. I would love to see wall walks, kind of like doubles. That was one of the things that I have really worked on this year, and, I feel confident in those, so I really like the wall walks. But I would like a little bit more barbell too. I feel like we are slacking on the barbell a little bit. So maybe some, power clean, squat clean, something like that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey guys, I have Maida from the Warrior Eagles.
We are in our going to be our last leg of the open. How do you think your team is doing?
I think they're doing pretty good, They're always up and downs, but I think we're doing good.
Yeah.
We're not done yet.
There you go. What has been your favorite workout so far?
The first one,
The first one.
yeah. Yeah.
And tell me what happened with your arm.
Well, I was doing squat cleans last week at home. I work out a little bit at home. So, yeah, I think I missed it. So I got hurt a little bit. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. So I just didn't did the workout on Friday. I waited until yesterday, Monday, to do it to get a little bit better.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I really hope we don't do push-ups for the last
I
one.
know, right? Yeah, I hope so too.
You have to do the scaled version or something. One arm push-ups. You do RX plus and
I
do one arm.
know. I'm hoping it's running or whatever.
Yeah. And your spirit things have been very cute this
Thank
time.
you.
You had the water bottles with the labels on them,
Yeah.
and I'm sorry I'm getting over being sick and I can't remember what the other one was. Was there another one besides the water
No, it
bottles?
was just the
It was just
water
water bottles.
bottles,
Oh,
and
it's
then
the
the
raffle.
raffle for the junk band. We're
Yeah.
gonna do it maybe this Friday since
Okay.
it's the last workout.
I still have to
So
get you money.
that's
Speaking
okay.
of. So what are you hoping to see in the last workout? What exercise?
I don't really know. I was talking with some friends, and they were thinking the second workout was gonna be a run, but it wasn't. So I
Gotcha.
don't know.
What do you definitely not want to see?
Oh, well, anything that has to do with my hand,
Fair
that I have
enough.
to use hands or whatever, because I'm gonna be screwed,
Yeah,
but yeah.
very true, very true. Well, good luck.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you.
All right, now we gotta go to class.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody has fun with the last week of the open workouts. Just wanted to end on an interview that I did with Kara. She set up for donations for the Turning Point Women's Shelter. We got a ton of donations. That's the image that is going to be on this episode, is all the donations that came in for these poor women. What the turning point is, well, I'm gonna let Kara tell you. Bye guys. Talk to you later.
Hey guys, this is Sheila, and I'm here with Kara. Forgive me for sounding like a foghorn. Just have a head thing going on, and we just finished the workout, so we're not going to be able to breathe very well. Anyhow, got Kara in here to talk about the Spirit Award thing that they're doing this week. Kara, introduce yourself.
I'm Kara, and I'm with the Crossshitters.
And what's your spirit thing for this week?
We are collecting money and donations for Turning Point, which is our local domestic violence shelter for women and children.
And what kind of stuff have you collected so far that you know of?
We have gotten some little makeup bags that we want to fill, and we've gotten little items like contact cases, toothbrush, toothpaste, tampons, board games, used or new, stuffed animals. I think there was a bed sheet. They're collecting bed sheets in there. They need washcloths, towels. A lot of the women have to get their kids and go with nothing. So anything that can just get them settled for the time being. Think of things that you would take with you, like to hotel.
And where does this serve? What area does this serve? Is it mostly Union County?
It's mostly Union County.
Yeah. I'm sure there's places in Charlotte if you live
I
up that
think
way.
they're, yeah, I think that Charlotte has their own. This one stays pretty full, pretty regularly. Someone asked about, like, they had some Spanish books. There are some Hispanic women and children there that don't speak English at all, so I'm sure they'd appreciate some things in their home language.
Oh, is it also a place? Is it just like a shelter, or is it a place that like they will help you get out of the situation?
Yeah, they have everything. It's a really nice shelter, so you can come. And I'm a social worker. I had a client there who had six kids, and they had a it looks like a hotel room with enough beds for everybody in there. They have support groups there. They have counseling. They have a hero program for the little kids, which is a counseling program for them with other kids. They have legal representation. They will go back and forth to court. They will assist with other kind of resources. I had a client who was there who didn't have transportation. They ended up getting a car donated that they gave to her. They can set them up an apartment. They can help them with savings accounts, help them with job skills, things like that, to be independent.
Wow. Is that, unfortunately, you said it stays kind of full?
It does. Usually they're pretty full. I think they pretty much stay pretty full. They usually keep about 2 or 3 beds open, but there's a lot of kids in there. There's a lot of moms in there, single women. A lot of people go back there multiple times.
Yeah, it's, I think, what is it? The national average is like 7 times.
Yeah, to get 7 out. To 9.
Yeah, so.
So they're all scared. They're all traumatized. So any comfort items.
If they have little kids, they're even mm-hmm. scared for them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, you know, this is the cliche, but it stands to be repeated. So if you suspect that someone is going through this,
mm-hmm.
what, as a social worker, what is the course of action that we all should think of?
So they don't take referrals. You have to come in for yourself. You have to want to be there. You're allowed to have your cell phone there. If you don't have a cell phone, I think that they give you a cell phone too, just so you're not isolated. Turning Point, if you Google Turning Point of Monroe, you'll get, there's a hotline number that anybody can call, and they can have phone counseling through that. Or there's like a main number that you can call, and then there's a dial pad option, and there's something you say for like the front desk, and then they'll give you more information.
Okay. Are they able to, if you call that number and just say, hey, I cannot leave for whatever reason, will they have, you know, send police out to help you, or is that, do they work with the police on things like that?
Okay. They do on occasion. In that kind of situation, I think it would be really individualized. Like, can you get out somewhere and where can we meet you? So the other thing they look for is Uber gift cards, because a lot of these women, they're totally dependent. They have no transportation. So they have staff that helps transport them to jobs or daycare or whatever. They do get the kids to and from school, but their staff member is limited. So they also utilize Uber.
Do they take volunteers? Are they, is that a place that, or do you have to be like, you know, specially trained, or do they just like donations from
They have a wish list on their website, which is posted on the box. I don't know what their volunteer basis is. It's very like, it's a shut protected property. You have to show your ID when you go in there. You can't just pop up. They have to be expecting you. You have to be on like a specific list. So I think that they typically are just wanting donations. And then there's, I'm assuming, some extensive training that you would have to go through if you wanted to volunteer.
I've heard, I'm not sure if this is true, like even dropping off stuff or wherever, males are usually not let on property. Is that just a general?
It depends. We have male social workers, and they will go up there. But I guess just to be sensitive of that issue. Like, we go as a male social worker, we have to go up there. I know that if they share their location with like the person that they're there for, they get removed from the shelter immediately.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Any other things that you can think of that you just want to say about it?
No, just I like this organization a lot. I've done a lot of work with them, obviously, through my work with social work, but they do a lot for the community. And anything you can think of to help these women and children feel a little more at peace in probably one of the most traumatizing times of their life, they would be much, much appreciated.
Okay. What's the website again so people can check it out?
God, I don't know, Sheila.
I don't know either.
Google Turning Point of Monroe and it'll come up. I do not know the website, but I can get it for you. I can get you the phone number too if you need any information. I can also get you an email if you need that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming off the flu. You have no excuse.
I didn't memorize it. I apologize.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Hope you can donate, not just now for Spirit Week, but whenever you think about it. Again, like she said, these women, it's the worst time of their life, and everybody needs a hand up. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thanks.